Our first lesson is from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. The sin of Judah is written with a stylus of iron and with the point of adamant. It is inscribed on the tablet of their heart and upon the horns of your altars, whilst their sons remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the lofty hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy belongings and all thy treasures for plunder. Thy high places are in sin in all thy borders. And thou shalt release thyself from thine inheritance that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou know not. For you have ignited a fire in my anger, which shall burn even to eternity. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the mighty man who trusts in man and sets flesh as his arm, and turns aside his heart from the Lord. And he shall be as a naked shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salty land, and not dwelt in. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and the Lord is his trust. And he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and which sends out his root by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but his leaf shall be green, and in the year of dearth he shall not be anxious, and he shall not withdraw from making fruit. The heart supplants above all, and it is desperate. Who can know it? I, Yahuwah, search out the heart, testing the kidneys, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his actions. As the partridge gathers together and does not give birth, so he who makes riches but not judgment shall forsake them in the half of his days, and at his latter end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the first is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that go away from me shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Amen. Our final lesson is from Divine Providence, number 331. The Lord is divine love and divine wisdom, and these two are being itself and life itself, from which everything else has being and life. The same divinity emanates from him, and moreover, that divine emanation is the Lord. Of the things emanating from him, divine providence is the primary one, for this is continually intent on the end for which the universe was created. The operation and progress of the end through the means is what we call divine providence. Now, because the divine emanation is the Lord, and divine providence is the primary thing that emanates, it follows that to go against the laws of his divine providence would be to go against himself. One can also say that the Lord is providence, as we say that God is order. For divine providence is the divine order primarily concerned with the salvation of humankind. And as order is impossible without laws, since laws constitute it, and since every law takes its origin from order, so that it also is order, therefore it follows that as God is order, so he is the law of his order. The same may be said of divine providence, that as the Lord is his providence, he is also the law of his providence. It is apparent from this that the Lord cannot go against the laws of his divine providence, because to go against them would be to go against himself. Furthermore, no operation is possible apart from the subject of the operation and the means that make it possible. An operation apart from its subject and the means to it is impossible. The subject of divine providence is mankind, The means are divine truths by which a person gains wisdom, and divine goods by which he gains love. Divine providence operates through these means, divine good and divine truth, to accomplish its end, which is the salvation of humankind. For he who wills the end wills also the means. When someone willing an end works to accomplish it, therefore he does so through means. But this will become clearer after we examine it according to the following. The operation of divine providence to save a person begins at the person's birth and continues to the end of his life and afterward to eternity. The operation of divine providence takes place unceasingly through means out of pure mercy. Instantaneous salvation out of mercy apart from means is not possible. Instantaneous salvation out of mercy apart from means is the fiery flying serpent from Isaiah in the church. Amen. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.